The Varsity Club in Frisco presents live coverage of the NFL Draft. Saturday morning beginning at 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be out at Dillard's in North Park. I just made another noise.
He's struggling. He's sick today. Plus, Grego's not here.
This one was almost like a burp, but not really.
Yeah, that.
Did we ever retrieve the noise Cobra made yesterday?
We're going to do that.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, we are?
Fun with real audio.
All right.
Hopefully.
That'll give us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right, where is Big Dick? Is he around?
Hello, Hammerless.
Oh, okay,
Hardline.
Okay. There he is.
Do you copy me?
Yes, we do.
It seems you're not in the studio.
No, I am emanating live from Hooters at 183 and Beltline.
Now, you seem to be going to a lot of Hooters these days, Richard.
This is the first week of two very Hooters-intensive weeks. We were there last night. We're here tonight. And check this out. Next week, tell me if this has ever happened in the history of the ticket. We're going to be at Hooters in Louisville on consecutive nights. It's a two-night stand, Tuesday and Wednesday. We may just leave everything set up.
Have y'all done that before?
I don't remember, but we probably have.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But that's Louisville next week. Tonight we're in Irving getting people registered to win this 51-inch big screen HD TV from Starlight Home Theater. So that's why you need to come out here for that.
You know what we learned today? From our bikini girl? What was that?
You guys playing skeet shooting out there?
Man, that got tense, that disgruntled bikini girl.
It didn't get tense.
Yes, listen, I encountered her on the way out, and she was not happy with you guys.
With us?
Yes.
What did we do?
You made her uncomfortable, I think.
She's the one who was so forthcoming about all of her...
Are you serious? She was pissed?
All her sins. I don't think she was pissed.
Well, you would think, but Shane, her handler for the day... I've got him on the show tomorrow night, and immediately after our introduction, I invited her to come up tomorrow night, and she's like, no, and starts walking to the car, and Shane's like, yeah,
maybe she hates you.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't know me. Shane was like, yeah, I got some damage control to do.
Now, what's the deal with Shane and Ty Walker?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Is that what you were going to say you learned?
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well... You probably need to bring Ty in for this,
Hello, I'm here.
There is... He didn't
seem too happy about this, Mike.
There is legitimate, serious heat between the two of those
You don't
guys.
Like him for real?
Yeah, I don't.
You're not kidding?
No.
Fight night?
It was a possibility, but things... My schedule does not allow for it.
And Ty... And also, I mean, you're worried about what you would do if you were in the ring with him, right? That it would go beyond some charitable event and you'd want to really try to kill him.
Well, that was going to, if I was in the ring, I would have,
You're a big lug, Ty.
Rip an arm off and beat him over the head with it.
I mean, I'm going to keep some of this in confidence because I think Ty was confiding some stuff in me, but I could tell, I know when Ty's kidding around and that sort of thing, and he's been on our show long enough, and he was very, very serious about this. I got the feeling from him that if he got involved in something that might initially be perceived as a bit, that basically he could go booger horn on Shane. Without even really realizing what happened until well after the fact.
It's true.
Why do you hate him so much? What do you do to you?
I just the few times...
Call me Booger.
Exactly. The few times that he's been on Big Dick show, I just get a real bad vibe from him and just don't like him.
Ty, you also accused him at one point of stealing your pot.
He did. Yes, he did.
Your pot?
Yeah.
But no, but he really does hate him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Shane.
Why? Why do you hate him?
There's just been a few instances when I've seen him up here, and I don't know. I just...
Well, what does he do to you?
He just rubbed me the wrong way the first couple of times that I met him.
Like, did he say something to you?
Oh, I don't know. There's just something that Beavis and Butthead quality about him that just gets on my nerves.
Yeah, because he always has the guy he shares the brain with, Ross.
Yeah.
He's normally always with him, so it's kind of a two-on-one feel.
Couple of idiots.
Wow. All right.
Is he mean to you, or does he say derogatory things about you?
No, not really. Well, I think he's said a few things on the air, but, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even get them to come on the air together to discuss this. It's that legitimate.
So you weren't about to come in and share some of the food that he brought from Joe's?
No. No.
Oh. Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
I thought you were a little bit more, easygoing than that.
I am easygoing, but they're just, you know, for the most part, 99% of the time, but then you got knuckleheads like him that come into your life.
Rub you the wrong way, huh?
Exactly. So.
Is it the real liberal...
I don't know, just the...
Anything goes quality about
him? Just that bohemian, no-shoe-wearing, stinky, hippie quality about him.
All right.
Cobra?
Hey. I was right there with the kid at one point. Now I just stink.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Hooters. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words...
Get off the shit.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. And expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the shit. I was happy until I found out I was Pat Summerall's new liver. Now I'm bloated with vodka and sad.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that Corby should...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the ship. I think I'm going to go over to Mr. Meat and give me a big old sandwich.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Clean off the ship. Hey, Corby, have you met Ned the Whore?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the stick. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Push, push. Oh... Ooh, is that duck butter?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Not mother.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the ship.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the ship. I think the Cowboys should draft this.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Get off the ship. If the petite stuff is...
God.
All right, that's it. Hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done.
It's like get off the ship. Right, it's the sick.
Yes, get off the sick. Thought everybody knew that by now. Thanks to Danny Paul, Ty Walker, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thanks to Ken Hitchcock, and thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Oh, well. Also, thanks to Mark Followell. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, and then Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus will be in here. Now, we will return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from Dillard's at North Park. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
The Ticket.